Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back to season 4 of the Girly Whirly Show featuring Sambe. I say you can tell how excited I am. I'm just so happy about this. To be so honest, the podcast used to make me kind of nervous. It's where I'm very vulnerable, but this time I'm just so buzzing to be back. Of course, I've always been buzzing about it, but it used to make me a little bit nervous and I'd like over-criticize myself and everything. But this, I don't know, this feels different, girls. Something different is in the air at the minute and I'm just so excited. So the new setup is going to be, we always change it up. So this season's setup, you're going to have us till Christmas. So it's going to be 1 week of just you and me. You and me, the Girly Whirly solo episode. And then every second week is going to be with Sambe. We used to call it your QRA. We can still call it that. Where you can send in any questions, any dilemmas. Myself and Sam are going to let you in on our relationship, our thoughts, our opinions, etc. We are engaged, girlies. We're going to talk about that more. We're engaged since the last time I saw you or talked to you was in your ears because right when we finished season 3, we were going to Australia and that's where Sam proposed and it was magical. I'm sure you've seen it on my social media. If I could post about it every single day, I would, because I just loved it so much. So I try not to be so annoying as an engaged gal, because, you know, I know it can be really annoying, but it's just so hard not to be like it's just such an exciting moment. And it was so beautiful with him. We had just such a beautiful moment together and we'll chat all about that. And of course, we'll chat about it when we have Sam on the episode next week. And you can hear from his point of view too about all the sweating he must have been going through getting the ring through the airport and even the ring shopping, everything. He's loath to tell you. But yeah, so we're engaged. So we'll catch up on that. We're listening heavily to Jamie and Sophie's nearly weds. But to be honest, girls, wedding planning is not happening yet. I just can't even wrap my head around it. I did have one big fat admin day and emailed, like I was in full delusion. I was like, let's just email my dream, like Sophia Richie type venues. And I got quoted for accommodation and like a 2-night stay and a dinner and like a second dinner. That's all it included. You know, this wasn't including decorations, flowers, my dress, even, like, it obviously just includes accommodation and 2 dinners. Okay. I don't think you're ready because I nearly fell off the chair. I was like, that's not euro. Like, that's in some other currency. 270 grand. I was like, oh, perfect. I'll stay in Deluliland forever. 270K. 270K. I don't even have a father paying for this wedding, so God help us. But anyway, we'll chat all about that. We'll have full eps and debriefs about it. But to be honest, planning for now, I've been doing my bits and bobs, but we're not fully there yet. Anyway, girlies, back to what we're here for today. Firstly, thank you so much, Naked Fashion, for sponsoring the podcast. I'm so happy for them to sponsor the podcast again. You know how much I love them. Last January, I did a line with them. That was so much fun. And you girlies were so supportive and you absolutely loved it. And I absolutely loved it. And we had so much fun doing it. And they're here to sponsor us again. I'm obsessed with Naked Fashion. They're pretty much every time I'm wearing something, something's going to be a piece of Naked Fashion. At the minute, I'm loving their capri pants. I don't work in quotation marks. I'm not a corporate girly. I work, girlies, but just by myself on my own. But I'm not going to an office, etc. But I do love corporate wear. It's just chic. It's every day. I was a corporate girly once upon a time. I wish I had the clothes I have now back then because I wasn't looking so cute. But Naked Fashion are amazing for like your office wear, your trousers, cardigans. Everyone's wearing cardigans at the minute. Your knitwear. Naked is always going to give you a good piece of knitwear, especially for this autumn. It's September, my favorite time of the year. So thank you so much, Naked. We love and adore you. So girlies, happy September. I'm just so, I don't know. I think September lifts my spirits. I kind of have the opposite of seasonal depression in a way. Like, I do love summer and I've grown to love summer. I used to hate summer because I had such a bad relationship with my body and like getting into bikini, etc. I'm always working on that. I don't think that ever fully goes away, but it's like miles from where it used to be. And I had a good summer this summer and I let loose and just was like, fuck it. I was also covering myself in tan. It does help. Okay. I'm a tanaholic. I'm obsessed with the tan in a bottle. And yes, it does make me feel better. It makes me feel more confident if that's allowed, if that's okay. Whatever helps, girls, whatever helps. If it's looking like a Cheeto sometimes, I don't mind. No, sometimes I actually do accidentally make myself way too tanned and I don't mean to be orange. It's good days and bad days, okay? But tanning always helps me feel better in my body. But I've the opposite of seasonal depression in a way because come the cozy seasons. I don't know. Is it just because I'm Irish? I'm used to the cold, the wet. Of course, it's miserable. Like, of course, in a month or two, I'm going to be so sad and just wanting to fly away to a sunny destination. But I don't know. Something about September, it's all for renewing. I love a rebrand. Drink every time I say rebrand on any podcast or honestly a YouTube video. I just talk about rebrands all the time. I just think they're so good for your mental health because it's just like a refreshing way to start new and a bit of change. Where there's no growth, there's rot. That's like one of my favorite sayings ever, is if I'm not changing, I'm not slaying. Like, if someone says to me, God, you've changed, I don't mind. Actually, that's a big compliment because I don't want to be where I was, you know, in a sad place years ago. I don't want to still be there. So yes, we're meant to change, we're meant to grow, and we're meant to allow people to change and grow too. So yeah, September, I'm here for it. We have a new setup, girlies. I'm in the apartment, like we're recording from our apartment, which is so fun. It just kind of makes me feel more at ease. I absolutely loved recording in a studio, in the podcast studios. There were Angel, shout out to Hillary, she's a sweet angel. I'll absolutely be in there with them again. But she got me onto Dirty Chai, like what a queen. But at home, it just, I feel like even already, I just feel more relaxed. I feel more at home. It just feels comfy. So we have this big old microphone set up here and it's really fun. And I'm very happy with it. So girlies, yeah, happy September. Let's start new. Let's start fresh. I thought because it was such a long break, like that was a big few months, like April to now, it was a good few months of a break from the podcast. I do typically take the summer off anyway because summer's all over the place. I'm all over the place. And most people are kind of all over the place. Routine isn't really where it usually is. I'm definitely not going on my morning podcast walks as much at all. So this is when I like to restart the pod because it's restarting fresh for the rest of the year. So I'm actually even playing around with the apartment. I'm kind of like trying to rejig the feng shui. I don't know anything about feng shui, but I don't know. I just feel newness, girlies, because to be so honest, and this episode's going to be very honest, as we're always honest, but to be totally and completely honest, I kind of thought, oh, the year I get engaged, the year I get married, when I turn 30, like I've always had in my head, like all these future things, like these big milestones. I was like, I don't want to get married until I'm the happiest I've ever been, until this is perfect. And this is like, I've actually set myself up for failure because I've always had this really unrealistic standard and expectation of happiness. And it absolutely is like toxic positivity, which I've realized. And it was actually my therapist that's kind of made me realize that. She was like, you put so much stress and pressure on yourself to be happy and for everything to be perfect. And that's just not real life. And that was like the biggest life lesson I've had this year is, one thing can be going amazing. I got engaged, like my relationship. Oh my God, I couldn't be happier. I'm so excited to be engaged and getting married to Sam. Like that's like that's like the biggest thing in my life. And you know, so that's going amazing. And I think I naively always thought the year these things happen to me will be the best year of my life. I'll be so happy in every aspect of my life, but that's just not fucking real life. It's kind of like, I love that you can have it all, but you can't always have it all. You don't get to have the perfect relationship, the perfect family, the perfect job, the perfect thing all at once, the perfect body, the perfect relationship with your body is what I mean. Like you don't really, like it's just not realistic is what I mean. And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I actually think sometimes I've been too toxically positive that it does delusion the reality. And I'm all for Delulu and I'm all for positive thinking, positive affirmations, like just, you know me, like that's just so my vibe. But I've also this year just realized life is not easy breezy lemonade. And I kind of just thought when I was 18 was like my biggest rock bottom. I've spoken about rock bottoms before. I fucking love a rock bottom, as in when you're in it, you don't love it. But girls, I'm the biggest believer, you have to hit rock bottom in order to peak. If you don't hit rock bottom, you're never going to have gratitude or be grateful for what's next, like the good in your life, like the positive in your life. So when I was 18, I thought that was my rock bottom. It was like my first heartbreak. And then it was also like my big family breakdown in the same like 6 months. And then it was just like a big realization of like, oh my God, I fucking hate myself. Like my whole life I've been speaking to myself so horribly. I've been telling myself pretty much every day when I look in the mirror, like I'll never forget, like in sixth year, like I went on my 6 year holiday. I hated every second of it because I didn't want to be in a bikini. I would go out to like the nights out with all the girls in school, like fifth and sixth year, was probably the biggest realization of like, I would compare myself to every other girl in the room and think, why am I here? Like, all these girls are so beautiful. Like, why am I here? Why am I in this dress? Like, just feeling like shit and putting myself down so bad and just being so hard on myself. And that's, it was when I was 18, I just realized, whoa, that's how I've been living. So then I was going into college and I kind of like, that's when I first learned about self-love and the self-love journey and how to speak to yourself. And that, girls, that was 10 years ago. Like, I'm 28 years old and I genuinely thought when I was 18, I like fixed myself. I was like, oh my God, I found a new way of living. Like, I read The Secret. I'm obsessed with The Secret. Everyone should watch and read The Secret. Read it and then watch the documentary. The documentary is hilarious. Like, it's kind of like satire. It's just very weirdly made, but it's iconic. But I really thought, and that was 10 years ago, I don't even remember who I was when I was 18, but I thought, and I did do a big thing for myself. Like, I did change a lot. And sorry, when I say 18, I mean 18 to like 21, 22. I thought I'd got the nail on the head of how to love myself. And it was really this year that I was like, oh my God, you silly little girl. No, I, God love her. Like, gal, well done to you. You're not a silly little girl. Like, you did great, girl. Well done. But I kind of mean my current self, you silly gal, for thinking that you'd done the work. Like, I don't think you've ever just done the work and it's finished. And I've known that because I've always been preaching on here about how you're constantly able to change and rewire your mindset. I'm a big fan of rewiring. It's very hard to do, but it's very important. It's just how you speak to yourself every day. But I just thought, yeah, I'd done that big chunk of work 10 years ago and I won't hit a rock bottom again. I kind of very naively, very delusional thought, I genuinely thought I've had my rock bottoms. Now, in saying that, I've always been aware that rock bottoms are going to come when certain things are going to inevitably happen in my life. I don't even want to say them out loud, but you know what I mean? Like losing someone, touch wood, etc. I've always known that's a part of life. But I think I just thought, no, like personally, I've nailed it. My personal life, I've got it down, I think though, what I have almost got down, again, it's something you can always work on and always be progressing, but changing what you can and can't control. So in my defense, I don't think I've hit a rock bottom this year because, well, I feel like I was sent to rock bottom. I feel like I was put there and it wasn't really my own doing. Is what I mean is rock bottom, I've put myself in rock bottom by, actually, no, because the first time around was kind of, I was just slapped with a lot of heartache too. But I guess that was to do with how I was dealing with it. I kind of got myself to rock bottom because I wasn't dealing well. I wasn't coping well. I didn't even know how to help myself. So I don't know. This rock bottom just felt like it wasn't self-inflicted. It just felt like shit was happening all around me personally, in like a personal sense. And like I just felt fucking helpless and hopeless and my mental health hit an all-time low. What kills me the most though is like I love sharing with you and I'm so honest with you, but like this year is kind of just more of a private thing. Like you girlies know I got threatened to be sued last year. fuck's sake. So like it's kind of like a personal thing that I can't really go into. And don't necessarily need to, but what I mean is I wish I could tell you girls all the details. I love details. I love the tea. But it's just not really like that. It's just more of a personal thing. And yeah, I mean, getting threatened to be sued by family is crazy. I wish I could say more, but for my own sake, I could say more, but I don't want to be threatened again. Okay, I'm going to sip my coffee. Hold on. But what I've realized is from that, okay, so from getting threatened to be sued, that was a crazy whirlwind. That totally made me go into my shell more than I realized. I didn't actually think it had affected me until a few months later. I was like, whoa, I think that's kind of fucked me up a little bit. Like, I just didn't really process it. I didn't really realize the severity of that. Like, just on a personal level, I don't mean like being threatened to be sued, whatever. Like, it went away. Like, it was all fine. But it was just like, whoa, like that person is actually threatening to sue me is kind of fucking crazy. And I didn't really accept that. I didn't really let that sink in for a while. And then, yeah, like just, I don't know. This year has just been like one of my biggest mental struggles to date. But girlies, I am so happy to be back on the podcast. It was like perfect timing because only like the past 2 months, I feel very healed. I feel very me again. I feel like my confidence is back. I feel like I've got my personality back. Like I just went into a hole for a long time and like maybe on social media wouldn't even notice that. And that's what I always say is girls, social media, it's pretty fucking fake. Like, let's be honest, I'll be as real as I can on there. But I'm also not going to show you the days that I'm having a fucking mental breakdown because that's just like not, I don't know. Like, of course, people do show that. But I also, I'm not going to go to social media in my deepest, darkest hours. That's just personally not me. But I totally appreciate people who do because that's showing the raw and the emotional and everything. But I personally, that's just not what I'm going to post. I'm not going to post that I'm in rock bottom and like spread my negative vibes. Like, I'm just going to deal on my own and then keep putting up my little outfit photos, etc. So online, like you could think like, oh, has it all down, she's got it, da da da. But no, like honestly, girls, this year has probably been one of the lowest I hit in my life, which is fucking crazy because I got engaged and like I was always like getting engaged, like that's like, and it was like the best thing of my year. Like Sam is literally the best thing that's ever happened to me, and like what I've gone through, like it's made us so much stronger. Like it like literally has brought us even closer together, and like you don't think that's possible, but like that's what life does choose. You keep realizing that there, you can get closer to your partner, even like, you know, when you think like we're best friends, this is, you know, we're here, we've nailed it, you know, love each other. But then something happens, you're like, whoa, we actually got even closer, if that was even possible. And I'm just so grateful for him. And he's just like the most supportive person. And so I can't wait for him to be on and chat to you because he's missed you girls too. But yeah, so what I'm saying is, yes, online there could be a betrayal of like, this happens and this happens. And I genuinely myself thought when I get engaged, it'll be the happiest time of my life. It'll be the happiest year of my life. Like no one can fuck that up for me. And that's so fucking wrong of me to think, because people can fuck shit up for you, unfortunately. And yeah, like there's things you can't control in life. And one big fat one is how other people behave or how they control their, I don't know. What I've learned is a lot of us go to therapy because of the people who don't go to therapy. Okay, that's my hot take, to be perfectly honest. So yeah, people can be really fucking shit and really try and get you down. And right now I kind of feel like I'm at a point of no one can fuck with me anymore. I'm so done. My people pleasing, I feel like I've gotten much further along my people pleasing. Recovering people pleaser here. And if that makes me a bitch, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just so done with being the person that gets walked all over or like takes the shit. Like, I'm over it. Like, it's just not who I am anymore. I've said goodbye to her. I'll always be kind and I'll always be caring and I'll always, always want to please people. It's just in me. But I've also learned my boundaries and where like I will and won't take bullshit, and I'm just not doing it anymore. And I'm not beating myself up anymore. And yeah, therapy has seriously healed me this year, girls. I actually started it like over, I'd say a year and a half ago, but it's really been this year in the past few months that I feel like, whoa, like I feel so healed. But as I say that, like, I'm still going to continue going. I don't think it's a good idea to be like, I'm healed, bye. Like, I still have so much more to work through, but I just feel very healed from how I was feeling this year. And even last year too, like I just didn't realize that I was in a bit of a rut confidence wise. Like my confidence was in rock bottom with me. Like my confidence was gone. Like I think I told you on one of my episodes about like I literally had like a breakdown at the counter in Zara because I just couldn't cope. Like, I don't know, like I was just such this fragile being of like, I don't know, like say boo and I'll just start crying. Like I just couldn't cope with anything, and it was so much shoot my confidence. I just thought really lowly of myself. So I was believing that other people thought that. I was like, oh, they just think I'm a stupid young girl, stupid influencer. Like I was just saying these awful things to myself because I just didn't believe in myself anymore. And I've always kind of struggled with believing myself, which is funny because like people do say like, where did you get your confidence from? And I'm like, I don't know, because sometimes I don't know where it is at all. I think out in public, I love meeting people and I love challenging people. But there was a time there where I was just like, even talking to the girl at Zara, she was just doing a refund for me. And I was like, I don't know what we're talking about. Like, I'm going to have a fucking breakdown because I just couldn't fucking hold a conversation, like, which is so unlike me. But I was just like in an absolute sweat. And like, I don't know, I've just come a long way since then. And I really hope that's like in, it's past me. Like, I do hope and I do feel that that's gone. Like, I was just in a bad place that I wasn't healing with it and I wasn't even facing that truth. Like, again, like, I just kind of had this unrealistic, delusional level of toxic positivity where I was just like, but I'm happy. I'm a happy person. I'm a happy girl. I can't be feeling bad. I can't be down bad. Like, I have to be okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. And like, I literally just went into overload. It's kind of like filling your cup, but I was actually just filling my cup with like stress and anxiety and like bad thoughts. So it wasn't that my cup was empty because I wasn't looking for Sam or anyone to fill my cup. It was actually just like my cup was overflowing of really shitty thoughts and feelings and behaviors. Oh my God, girls. Like, I spoke very openly last season about like alcohol. I feel like even that as well, I've kind of got like a good relationship back with that. Not that like I never had a bad relationship with it, but I was kind of like, why am I drink? Like, what am I running away from? Like, I realized it was so funny when I sat down with her. Sorry, I'm going to talk about my therapist a lot. I'm sorry, but she's just a big part of my life. Okay. And of my healing, and she's amazing. But when one of the first times I sat down with her, I was like, I think I'm drinking more wine than I should be. And she's like, okay, talk me through this. She was like, when do you pour yourself a glass of wine? And I was like, maybe in the evening, like if I just like have had a long day and I'm just like, ooh, I'd love a glass of wine. And she's like, okay, what are you drinking your wine out of? And I was like, that was a genius question because I didn't realize it then. But what she was getting at was like, are you like disguising it in your Lululemon water bottle so nobody knows? And you're like, you know, indulging too hard, like it's a secret? Or like, is it like, I was like, no, like it's cool. It's in my wine glass. It's fresh out the fridge. Like, it's a nice glass of wine. Like, it's a treat myself. And she's like, okay. So it's not like this self-destructive, I'm going to go and sip my wine from my Lululemon in secrecy. You know, it was like a treat myself moment. But then I was like, but then my problem is I want another glass and another glass. And I was like, I just don't like that. Like, why do I have to keep going? Like, why can't I just know my limits? Why can't the party just be over? And I used to do that. Like, I used to stay out all night. And girls, I've never touched a substance. I'm just an alcohol girly, and I mean that very genuinely. And I don't judge anyone that does. But when I say like, oh, I'd be out till 6 in the morning, genuinely, no, yapping. I'm not doing anything else other than alcohol and yap. But it was also just like, I drink so much and I'd be like, okay, where are we going next? And I just wanted to keep going instead of just like, you've had fun. Nothing good happens after midnight. Go home to bed. So this year I've definitely adapted the enjoyment, like a healthy, balanced enjoyment of alcohol. I still get lit to the day, girls. You know, I don't think I'll ever not love getting a little bit lit, but I'll get like a little bit lit, feel good, feel the vibes, but be in bed midnight latest. Like, I don't go chasing the bars anymore. I'm not like, where next? I used to always end up in 37 fucking Dawson. That no hate, love 37. Shout out Mark. He always looked after me so well. But I was there. And even when I was there, I'm like, why am I here? Like, what? I don't want to be here. Like, what am I chasing? Like, what am I seeking? So this year, I feel like I've definitely developed a better relationship with that. Even just like over summer, the past few months, I've definitely got to grips on that. Like, even I used to go on brand trips and I'd get lit to the tit. Like, oh my God, I went to New York with Benefit. I was falling all over the place. I got so drunk. And listen, we were in the box and it was so fun. Shout out Niall, Casey and Amy, my angels. Like, it was hilarious. But it was also like, and I was younger. Like, that was 2 years ago now, almost. But it was just like, I don't know. I used to do that. And I'm not judging anyone for doing that. What I mean is like, I've done that. And I think that needs to be in my past. Not to say I will absolutely get lit to it again and be in the gutter. It does happen. Okay. It happens to the best of us. But what I mean is, I just used to do that all the fucking time. I do it like weekend after weekend, and like every Sunday would be a hangover, and then my whole week would be a hangover. And then I'd be questioning why my moods aren't consistent. I'd be like, I had such a good week, and then I had such a good month, and then I feel really shit again. It's like, babe, it's because you are going out so much and you're just chasing the next and running away from your problems. So I feel like I've definitely gotten a better balance with that. Now, it does help in a sad way, but most of my girls live away now. Like, most of my girls live away and I miss them so much, but maybe it's just been good for me. It's kind of made me live the slow life because I'm not really doing the nights out anymore. And I'm kind of just saying no more as well. Like, even events and stuff, I say no when I know I want to say no, when I need to say no, because I just know it's gonna derail. Like, am I gonna end up drinking, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I know it's gonna derail my positive movements and changes, or, you know, go and drink the mocktails, or drive. I'll drive now, so I know I won't have a drink. But I used to be like, I can't drive because I want to drink. Like, as soon as I get there, I want to have a drink. But I think I've kind of like nipped it in the bud a little bit. Now, girls, don't hold me to this, because if you bump into me and I'm drunk on a night out, we're going to have fun. I'm going to have fun. I'm not saying I don't get drunk. I love getting drunk. But it used to be to a state where I was like, I don't like this anymore. Like, I don't like how much I'm doing this, how hard I'm doing this. I don't need to be like out till 6 a.m. Like, I've said goodbye. My under eyes don't need that anymore. I have salmon sperm under my eyes now, girls. Sorry, such a funny story. So I got salmon DNA. Sorry, this is such a random segue. But when I say staying up till 6 a.m, my under eyes would be horrendous. And I don't do that anymore. But also, I did get salmon DNA put in my under eyes from Eden Medical. I love Eden Medical. And I was at an event and I turned to Terry and Grace. I was like, oh, I got salmon sperm in my eye today. So that's why I have my sunglasses on. And they thought I said I got Sam's sperm in my eye. Sam's sperm. And girls, I said that to multiple people that night. I said to multiple people that I got salmon sperm in my under eye. And I actually am really worried that a lot of people thought I said I got Sam's sperm in my eye. I'm so traumatized by that in itself. But anyway, but sorry, that was just a segue of I am honestly, if I'm out, I'm like, no, my under eyes are going to be upset with me tomorrow. I got to pack it in. I got to get a good night's sleep. Or like, I used to be like, okay, it's bedtime, but like, let me neck one more spicy margarita. It's like, no, I'm literally about to go to bed. I don't need another one. Like, let's cool the jets. So now I'll try and not like have one last drink for like an hour or two before I go into bed. I just feel like I've implemented some better ways with my relationship with alcohol as a whole. Anyway, girlies, I think we'll call it an episode. That's our first episode. I love you so much. But really, girlies, the takeaway today is let go of the perfectionism. It's something I'm always trying to do. Let go of these unrealistic standards and these unrealistic expectations. Not everything in your life can be rosy and glossy and perfect all at the same time. That's just not life. Life has its ups and downs, and it has its ups and downs, so we can appreciate the ups and we can understand the downs, and you can feel the downs. Don't run away from it. Like, just feel those feelings, and it's very important, and you'll always bounce back. Like, that's what I've learned. And resilience, girls, it's real. You are resilient, okay? You will always bounce back from a low blow, whether it's someone out to get you, it's someone trying to drag you down, it's someone really just fucking with you, someone betraying you, or if it's your own demons and your own worst enemy, you can bounce back and it can change. There's always change. There is always growth, because where there's no growth, there's rot. And get away from the rotting people. They're going to want you in their rot. They're going to want to keep you in their rot. So girlies, I'm so happy to be back, and I can't wait to chat to you every single week and have the lols and have the cries. And I just love you so much. Thank you so much, Naked Fashion, my favorite ever. You're the best. Thank you so much for sponsoring, girlies. I'll link the website below so you can have a shop, get all your autumn gorgeousness, or your back to school. I'm genuinely in back to school mode, and I haven't been to school in 10 years. That's hilarious. Or college in years. But it's how I'm feeling. I just love this time of year. Reset, renew. Get some cutesy new shoes. I'm obsessed with ballet flats. Actually, I got a really cute pair of silver ballet flats. And boots, of course, girls, it's boots season. So do your gorgeous autumn shop. And I love you so much. Seriously, I appreciate you so much. I'm so glad to be back. You can always DM me, and you can email hello@girlywirlies.com with any questions for me or for me and Sam. And we'll see you next week with Sam Bay. Thank you so much, girlies. I love and adore you. Have the best day of the best week. Love you. Bye.